Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news and issues that are trending right now across our state's business community. Here to help us, Alan Cooper, founder and editor of three online business news websites in South Carolina, Midlands Biz, Upstate Biz SC, and Lowcountry Biz SC. And a disclaimer, Alan Cooper's company has a business relationship with Voterheads.com, which is partially owned by Magnolia Media, which is the producer of this show. Alan, welcome back to the program.
Mike, thanks for having me.
Tell us what's showing up on your radar today.
Well, Mike, today I thought I would kind of undertake an assessment of the South Carolina economy by kind of looking at what I'd like to call kind of the good and the bad, or the good and maybe food for thought in areas that we can improve on in South Carolina. So to do this, I reached out to a number of partners from across the state in broad categories like entrepreneurship, access to capital, education, the arts, and commercial real estate, and just got people out in the fields to send me a metric that they're proud of, and maybe send me one metric that is on their radar for areas that we might be able to improve on.
All right, great. It's always wonderful to hear from the boots on the ground. So go ahead and get started.
Well, I thought I'd start with education and education in the arts. They're kind of, these two are related, but reached out to the Department of Education, and they are proud of, in South Carolina, we have a 7-point increase in reading proficiency and a 2-point increase in math in 2022-2023. So very encouraging. They are very proud of a new program there called the Science of Reading, which we are implementing across the state. And there's great hopes for this because it was very successful in Mississippi. The flip side of the coin, we need to do this because only 54% of South Carolina students read at grade level. So the arts, 3 years ago, there was a program that was initiated. It was kind of a partnership between the South Carolina Department of Education and the South Carolina Arts Commission to help publicly fund arts programs after the pandemic. And so this is a 3-year partnership, and they're very proud that adequately funded arts programs have gone from 9,900 students to well over 200,000 students. The flip side, this was a 3-year program for Arts Grow SC, and encouraging the legislators to think about funding the arts going forward.
All right, so arts and education doing better, things are happening, but still room to grow. What's next?
Entrepreneurship, reached out to SCRA and also Venture South. SCRA, you know, their funding through member companies in the SC Launch Program has the average salary of people working in these companies is $91,000 a year, 70% higher than the state's average. So that creates an incredible ripple effect throughout the economy. So what's the flip side? South Carolina struggling attracting capital from mid to late stage companies from private equity firms and venture capital. And that ties in with reaching out to Venture South. They are a venture capital firm funding South Carolina and Southeast companies. They've invested in 23 South Carolina companies recently, $21 million flowing into these organizations. So they're scaling, they're getting access to capital. It's all kind of working. What they brought up was the angel tax credit in South Carolina needs to be improved. It's inadequate for the level of activity across the state and needs to be improved kind of at the state legislature level.
Okay, and then from the list you gave us at the beginning, I believe we're heading to the final item, commercial real estate?
Yeah, I reached out to partners in commercial real estate, and the level of investment that South Carolina is seeing from into infrastructure, the roads, the ports, the rail, the demographics are in our favor, people moving to this state. It's creating a lot of development and manufacturing and warehouse properties statewide. The concern is the office market. You know, in particular, they mentioned the suburban commodity office market is in trouble over the next couple of years. But, you know, let's use the metrics to identify areas of opportunity and move the state forward.
Alan, as always, thanks for the update.
Mike, thanks for having me.
Alan Cooper is founder and editor of three online business news websites in our state. We will have links to all of those posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And a disclaimer, Alan Cooper's company has a business relationship with voterheads.com, an affiliate of Magnolia Media, which is the producer of this show. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.